grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Let's give that blue mic a bit of gas.
Oh, it's the munchie edition. Finally, we've made it.
Kia ora, bench sessions.
Actual chef Adam is in the house here.
How we doing, team? How we doing?
You were saying stuff like Michelin, something, something. It all sounded pretty flash to me.
Yeah, I worked with a few top gurus around the world. I've been quite lucky, actually. I got a Michelin, worked in a Michelin restaurant, Jamie Oliver, Marco P. White, Jean-Christophe Nouvel, in a book with Gordon Ramsay, former lecturer at MIT. I've done some cool stuff, man. I've been very, very lucky. And now I cook hemp with the Hemp Farm New Zealand, man, and hang out with groovy dudes like Chris and talk about hemp.
Right, and this surely is the culmination of all of what you just said, is right here cooking hemp on the beat. And in fact, tonight, at the Hemp Store, some live hemp cooking demos.
Good, so people can taste what we're about to sort of taste.
Ooh. So talk us through it.
So what I've done, I've just got some cheeky polenta here, yeah, and I've just blended it with some hemp protein, some hemp hearts, and used a bit of hemp oil in there, okay? And what I've done is I've done a really groovy hemp mayo as well.
We had a taste, it's very nice.
You tasted the mayo, and I did this cheeky little hemp chipotle with the hemp hearts. I ground them down, roasted them out, ground them down, and put them in with this funky tomato.
When you say hemp hearts,
yep.
What is that?
So hemp hearts. So inside the seed of the actual hemp seed, we smash them together, pulverize them, and then we get these beautiful hearts out of them.
Ah, okay.
And they're quite nutty.
Yeah.
They're creamy. They're just soft. They're just such a beautiful ingredient.
You can put them on anything,
too, cereal, breakfast, steaks,
dinner, dessert,
veggies,
whatever.
Roast chickens, Christmas turkeys coming up.
It's a good thing about a relatively new ingredient for people is there kind of aren't any rules in the beginning, right?
Yeah, and that's a cool thing, you know. we're on the frontier, you know.
That's right.
We're riding that wave, you know, and we're just trying to incorporate into as many products as possible to because the health benefits are phenomenal, you know.
Right.
Vitamin, you've got 18 essential amino acids in there, you know. 18 essential amino acids. You've got obviously all the vitamins, you know.
Where the heck do I get some hemp hearts from?
Well, you got to smash the things, like I said.
Good question.
Hempfarmnewzealand.co.nz or zip on down to the hemp store.
Yeah, and in fact tonight, because the K Road is open late tonight and the next three Thursdays, in fact. So Adam's coming after the show here, down to the shop, 253 K Road, come into the hemp store. You can check out the live cooking demo and try some of these awesome hemp polenta chips here. And anything, including Hemp Farm range, but anything in shop, hemp hemp hooray is your secret password. Hemp hemp hooray for 10% off.
That's cute.
So each of the three Thursdays. So do a bit of Christmas shopping. And there's a whole bunch of other cool shops on K Road that are also doing awesome specials for the next three Thursday nights. Late night Thursdays, just like it used to be back in the old days.
What time is a late night Thursday close?
Who knows? I think that will be customer driven, perhaps. But I think, you know,
that's dangerous.
Probably 9. Probably 9 is like retail time, you know. But see how it goes, eh?
Everyone's just going to turn into Ink Bar every single
show. Have a munch, man.
Oh, sweet.
Taste that.
And not only. Undivided attention here.
We have some hemp polenta fries.
Ooh, look at that.
Rip into that.
Listeners, we'll have to describe it.
Cheaper hemp polenta. So what I've done is I'll put a bit of parmesan cheese through this as well. I've used veggie stock. Mm. So polenta, get it at any supermarket. It's like $3 for 500 grams, you know what I mean? You can do so much with polenta. It's really, really cool. And obviously you start combining all the hemp into it. You just get that really nutty, evocative flavour through it. You know, it's just spunky as. What do you reckon, lads?
Fantastic.
Pretty groovy, eh?
Jones?
It's delicious.
There
you go. Mine's gone.
Should we have another one?
Straight on that.
Let's have another one.
Mm.
But wait, there's more.
I'm not even going to feel bad about eating them right here.
So, you know, it's timely too, because there's one particular ingredient that unfortunately, you know, well, with New Zealand's laws and Australia's laws, the hemp food, although we're seeing a lot, and it's in all the supermarkets, all the shops, people see it all around now, which is awesome.
Yep.
I love it. But we are restricted to the hemp hearts and the hemp oil,
unfortunately,
here in Australia and New Zealand. And actually, you know, came from Australia, this rule. It's currently under some sort of perpetual, you know, people
perpetual
fighting to overturn it.
Constantly.
And What we can't have is the hemp leaf or the flowers or the other parts.
Why?
We're not allowed to advertise
exactly
hemp leaves.
Why?
But why do you
they
think?
Just it's well they I think they're worried about it being psychoactive or looking like it might be.
Right.
But I think people are a bit more grown up than that, and certainly it's the case everywhere else in the world. Where to my knowledge, the only two countries where this rule exists, everywhere else just allows it, and hemp tea and things like that's very common. And in fact, so Countdown this week, I wouldn't even say got into hot water, but there was some media attention on it. They actually came into the hemp store to film it and brought some of the tea in, and we had a nice cup of tea,
and they were
breaching it for a number of reasons. It talked about it having CBD in it, and unfortunately,
CBA?
That's not allowed in New Zealand. And I say unfortunately because I think it should be. I think in a natural hemp form, you should be able to just buy tea at the supermarket and it shouldn't be an issue.
Yes.
The problem is not that Countdown was doing it. The problem was the law is out of whack and out of sync with where we're at in modern society.
It's repugnant.
You should just be able to go in and get it. And the fact that it's so common overseas, the stuff came from England, even Countdown can get caught out. But the other interesting thing is they didn't actually get into trouble. So the TVNZ were like, haha, and just by them asking the question, hey, you're selling this tea, and then of course they pulled it. So by the time I went there that afternoon to try and get some, after filming this story, by the time they had called them, they had pulled it, and I got to the self-serve checkout, and it was like, nah, this product's on lockdown.
Couldn't
get any of that. But that was interesting. They didn't actually get into trouble, right? It was just, selling it. We took it off. A few years ago, 2003, the hemp store, we used to sell, because hemp tea used to be legal. It only changed, I think, in 2003 or thereabouts, right? It changed. But it used to be you could have all types. So we used to bring in hemp foods from all around the world that were all sorts of, more wide than you actually have now, because our rules are still quite restrictive. We were bringing this tea, no problem, and then someone decided it was a problem, and customs and police put the hemp store under surveillance for 3 months, it turned out, and then raided us and seized like 56 kilos of hemp tea.
What was the motivation behind cancelling it? Just people having too much fun with a good thing?
Well, admittedly, in our case, this hemp tea did resemble big sacks of cannabis bud, but, it was hemp tea. I could see how people would be confused, but I'm an expert in these things, and I can tell the difference. But, so it was just interesting that, we got kind of raided and under surveillance, whereas Countdown was just, meh, oh well.
That's interesting as well. The Countdown in Australia, can they still sell the tea, or is it just New Zealand?
No, they're the same as us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if they're doing it over there, they'd be in trouble there too, I guess.
Right.
But speaking of, international news, and we had overnight the UN, or a part of the UN, the CND, Commission on Narcotic Drugs, had a meeting. This has been, going, well, but boiling away for a long time, and they've had some sort of historic vote, and relatively speaking, it's fairly minor, but it is in the scheme of the United Nations, it's major, if you know what I mean. So it does make cannabis into some new schedule where it isn't said to be quite so harmful, but it hasn't done what everyone thought or was hoping for, which was carve out an exemption for CBD.
Right.
So that's still happening. But it's progress, hey? And it just shows, change can happen, but the UN,
it
takes a long time.
Ding, ding.
Now, as you were saying, Adam's going to be down at the shop this evening cooking up some hemp stuff. Off air, Adam was saying he's basically been cooking hemp as long as he can sort of remember, and cooking the psychoactive before that, potentially.
Ooh.
Just cookies for mates, no doubt.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go down and pick Adam's brain, which would be quite interesting, because he's a full-on chef. He's wearing a chef coat and everything. It's,
oh my word, I'm a real chef. Crikey.
You look legit to me.
I get every up with you guys.
You look more like chef than we do radio.
I wouldn't say that. Come on, Dad. Heaps of questions, heaps of answers, yeah? Anything you need to know, want to know, just hit us up, and we're there from what, five, aren't we? We're there from half five.
Let's call it six. I mean, we'll be there, but terms of cooking time, let's go for six. That's officially late night.
Cool.
And Cam, you pulled the band together.
Yeah.
Hoo Hoo and saying you're going to have a couple of jams as well.
All right.
It'll be a beautiful thing.
I've got to say, people, still come up and talk about the times you've done that.
Who is that band? Well, now you find out who that band was.
You don't want to know what they say, but at least they're talking about you.
Those flavours are pretty groovy, eh?
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm all for it, man. I just wish the country would embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
We're getting there. Hey, and another good thing, right?
It normalises everything, especially if you're just consuming the sister plant, or the brother plant, I should say.
All day long, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been really good to see all the hemp products in supermarkets, and you know, so it's a shame that they pulled the tea, but you know, all the other things and all the businesses, including the hemp farm, you know, really leading the way, and you know, you're doing a lot of different things as well as the food, like with the yarn and all sorts of different things.
Yeah, we've just about finished our fibre facility in Christchurch, actually.
Nice.
Which is really, really cool. Yeah, so it'd be nice to start seeing some more industrial carpets and obviously baffling and other toys and bits and pieces come out of that, you know.
Really hempcrete nice. Is a real thing, eh?
Yeah, like, hempcrete's amazing, eh? There's a couple of houses in New Zealand being done already, yep, and you mix it with lime and water, right, and it's all day long.
It's kind of it's like epic sort of fiberglass zone, where it all sort of holds itself together.
Really, really. Yeah, totally.
I was just asking a question here, sort of relevant to what we're talking about. Does THC dissolve in milk? Question mark.
Yeah, it's fat soluble, okay. So soluble, you know, yeah, stick exactly. to the blue top. Or silver or whatever, but
red tops, creams, yep, most definitely. Yep, yeah, it blends quite nicely there. There's some really cool recipes out there, you can actually have a suss with. There's some really cool dudes in California that are doing some fantastic things with THCs, CBDs, in cooking over there. I've been quite lucky, I've been invited to do a qualification in cannabis administration into food. So hopefully we'll be able to teach it back here at the uni, you know, that'd be cool.
Right on, nice.
So yeah, there's some really cool books out there, right? Some really, really cool stuff online as well. There's a couple of institutes. So yeah, check it out, man.
No doubt. We've had one more text here asking what time it ends tonight. Basically, we'll be cruising on through sort of past 8 o'clock, I'd say. We'll see what the vibe feels like for the rest.
Oh, let's pump it.
I'm sure Hemp Store will be open.
That's a long text. They say all of that.
No, they just want to know. When will this end tonight? Oh. Won't be able to make it till 7:30.
What, this show? Oh, right. This show or the shop?
Love to see Big Henry Shred and then a lightning bolt emoji. Okay, guys, you're cool. Yeah.
Go.
Everybody knows
go
exactly
Shred,
what's going
buddy.
On.
Yeah.
Love that
Come
action.
On down.
Love
it's going to be awesome. And hey, I just as well, before we go, want to mark as well that this week we had a big momentous thing with legalised pill testing. And it's a huge step forward.
Common sense.
Exactly, yes. And of course this is about reducing harm and it will save lives. You know, there's a lot of dodgy stuff out there, but it's gone through very quick, and it's very interesting that these things can actually happen, you know, overnight. Literally overnight. It took 24 hours for the full process, and it's just boom, it's done. There's this temporary law is what it is, and it's quite complicated. It runs to a lot of pages, but it allows the services to operate, allows them to handle it and not get in trouble for handling it or giving it back, and it also allows them to talk about it. And I thought, huh, that's really, why do you need to? But sure, you can talk about it. But this is so that, say, like you find something dodgy at a festival, then you can tell other people that that this thing's around, you know. And that's not allowed at the moment, or that gets in the way. So it's really, people think, oh, testing's already happening, but it's really impeded at the moment. They have to kind of all be unmarked and undercover and can't talk about it. And this will bring it out of the shadows and help save lives. And when the proper law goes through, because this is a temporary 12-month one, then there will be public submissions, you know, at some point next year, probably the middle of next year or something when it's going through, and that will be on a wider kind of one. And they're already talking about perhaps community clinics. And I certainly think there'd be a case to argue for extending it to all drugs and not limiting it arbitrarily to what is a sort of party drug or ecstasy substitute. Yeah. And so, for example, there's, you know, 1 in 20 New Zealanders are using cannabis medically, 1 in 10 are using cannabis at all, but 1 in 20 are using it medically, and less than 1% of those are getting it legally, illegal tested products. So over 99% are using products that have no idea what the actual dose is. So having the ability to go in and get products checked, I think would be a huge step forward, you know, even just considering the sheer numbers of people that are doing it.
Someone's just shouting out a Netflix show, Cooked. Apparently some good recipes on there as well.
Yeah, Cook's a really good one as well, actually. Yeah, there's a whole heap on Vice too, if you want to watch some cool programs on Netflix and things.
Oh, mate, 2 Chainz. Vice. Mucking around with that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's such a cool dude as well. I mean, there's loads and loads of recipes and things out there you can actually get out there and play with and get amongst it. But obviously, you don't have to put the THC in it, yeah?
No.
At the moment. Yeah, you can obviously you can get all the benefits out of it.
Yeah. You know, I've been buying just hemp oil and just using it instead of like olive oil, just like a nice nutty little oil.
It's incredible. It's great for salad dressings. It's good to smash on it. I mean, they say not to cook, get it over that burn point. Right. I just love the flavour, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I start smashing it in the pan, you know?
Right on. Yeah, Adam, we look forward to seeing you down at the Hemp Store this evening. Chris.
Thanks, team.
See you down there. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Haere da, ka kite.
Thanks, Adam.
Pleasure.
Do it, man.
Oh.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Marijuana.